Well, folks, I've been covering the FRA issue for months now, and I was in the governor's office the Friday before Memorial Day. And what I remember about the governor that day is he told me that he would not call a special session on the FRA unless the legislative leaders came to him with a plan that would pass. Apparently that has happened. I'm Brian Houseworth. Today, as we record this, the governor has called a special session. Technically, it will begin tomorrow on Wednesday at noon. It would focus on extending the federal reimbursement allowances, the FRA, to fund MoHealthNet. Joining me to talk about it is our Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz. He's been heavily involved in these talks. Senator, this is a big deal. It looks like a breakthrough happened somehow.
You know, Brian, we've been working on this nonstop, really, since session had ended. And we're, again, I think, working with some of the folks that obviously had some trouble, some of the roadblocks we ran into along the way. I think we've kind of made some breakthroughs. So therefore, again, working with the governor, we believe we had a plan to move forward. Working with Senate and House leadership, I think we collectively think that we're optimistic that we can get something to the governor's desk that he can sign, and hopefully before the June 30th deadline.
Senator, in terms of, we don't see an actual bill right now, and we won't probably until it's filed, and then it would go through committee, et cetera. Do you expect, and I know it's early, do you expect one bill, a couple of bills? What do you expect here that would go through both chambers?
Well, Brian, I believe it'll be one bill. That's our plan right now, is to file one bill, and obviously, hopefully, hearing, get it referred tomorrow to committee, hopefully a hearing on Thursday, and hopefully getting the Senate's work done by the end of the week would be a very optimistic goal if we can get that accomplished.
I want to make sure I heard you right. So the bill would be referred tomorrow, a hearing Thursday, Senate floor debate, and maybe a vote on Friday, Senator? Did I hear that right?
That is possible. We may have to waive a rule possibly to do that, but again, it'll depend upon how our members and maybe the minority party, how willing they are to work through this process in an expedient manner. Obviously, time is of the essence, so I'm hopeful that we can accomplish all that.
Got it. When I write the story, I'll say that's your aim. That's your aim to have this happen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
The pro-life caucus, Denny Hoskins, Bob Onder, Rick Bratton and Mike Moon, I know I'm leaving a few people out, they have said that they want their pro-life concerns addressed. Has that happened, and do you think there's a chance of a filibuster? What's the status with those senators?
Well, I would say this, Brian. I think that all of us, and I believe on our side of the aisle, would consider ourselves to be in the pro-life caucus. This FRA issue, obviously, and this language and how we phrase this language and how we navigate and thread a needle, again, I think we would all agree that we're all very, very pro-life, but we want to make sure that we can, draw down the maximum amount of federal dollars through the FRA that we have and not jeopardize that and some of the cuts that could be proposed. But I do think that the language and the concerns that have been addressed, Senator Whelan, Senator Onder, have both, we've worked with them both to try to come up with language that would be suitable for them. And I think at the end of the day, we're going to continue to show that the Missouri is a very, very pro-life state. We're going to continue to bolster that. And if we can get this accomplished and hopefully get the FRA across the finish line, I think at the end of the day, everyone will be pleased with what we do.
Senator, as you know, the governor said yesterday, and he had told me back on the Friday before Memorial Day that the cuts would be devastating, but he actually said yesterday that if the FRA wasn't extended, it would cost Missouri $591 million in FY22, $788 million in FY23. Wouldn't that be devastating for the state if that were to happen?
Oh, absolutely. And again, some of the proposed cuts that we have seen, obviously would be to some of the education, and just, I mean, they're across the board. I mean, that would be a devastating hole in the budget that we had planned for and planned with the FRA included in it. And so basically, if we have to see that, obviously the government has some very, very tough cuts to make, and you take $591 million out of general revenue, it's going to affect everyone across the board in Missouri. And so that's why this is so critical in order for us to find a solution to get this done.
Final question, and that is, I'm looking at specifically what the governor's call is, and almost all of it is about the FRA, and there's the pharmacy tax. They talk about ground ambulances, et cetera. But there's one thing in there, and it deals with prohibiting, and I'm not sure how I pronounce this right. It mentions like abortifacient. Yes,
yep.
Forgive me. Exactly, drugs and devices. Specifically, what would that do? Do you know what that provision would do?
Well, that is basically that abortifacient drugs or anything that would cause or induce an abortion. I think the Plan B is probably, probably the best description that I can give you of what an abortifacient drug is, and that is something that actually causes an abortion. And so, therefore, that was something that Senator Whelan was very adamant about. He wanted to make sure the taxpayers are not funding abortion, just as we have stated and been. All of us have been on record voting for a number of years.
I appreciate the explanation, Senator. I know you're very busy. And again, just to clarify here, just for the importance of this, from your perspective, and it sounds like you'd have to waive some rules, maybe a rule or two, but what your aim is, and it sounds like you'll have to talk to Leader Rizzo, you'd like to refer the bill. It'll be one bill right now. You'd refer it tomorrow. Hopefully hearing on Thursday, a Senate vote on Friday. Senate voter votes, by the way, on Friday. And it, voter votes, plural, you could correct me if I'm wrong. And then am I correct hearing all of that?
I think it's, again, I think, Brian, I've talked with our Senate staff and we've walked through the timeline. I mean, it's possible. Obviously, it may take us in through the weekend. I'm not sure that we can get it all accomplished on, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But again, being optimistic, I would like to hopefully navigate through there in as expedient as possible, get it to the House. The House would be able to have it on Monday, and then therefore they could do their business and get it to the governor's desk by June 30th.
And final question from my colleague, Elisa Nelson. She's asking if there would be a second special session on the pro-life priorities that the conservative caucus wants. Would there be a second one, or is that all included in what we're talking about here with one bill?
Well, I believe that what we're addressing in this particular piece of legislation, this FRA, is going to address some of those concerns. And ultimately, again, there may be more pro-life conversations that would occur, whether or not the governor would be a part of another special call, but I'm not aware of any other calls associated with that at this time.
Gotcha. Senator, I'm going to give you the final word. Is there anything you would like to add?
Well, again, I know the importance of this. This is extremely important to all Missourians for us to make sure that we get this done. And I'm hopeful that what we've done and worked very diligently with the governor, with some of our members to try to come up with a solution. And so I'm optimistic that it'll be done. And at the end of the day, hopefully in a week or so, if we're not talking about FRA, we're talking about something else.